KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Today on KUCB News, Unalaska teachers and staff met last week to discuss and brainstorm budget cuts. And the Unalaska Raiders finished up their basketball season this weekend. All of that and more coming up.
ALIU is proud to sponsor the stories and voices that connect our community. ALIU is committed to building a stronger future for our region. To learn more about ALIU's commitment for a stronger future, visit alucorp.com.
You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. It's Tuesday, March 11th, 2025. I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi with some local news. Around a dozen Unalaskans gathered last week to share their concerns and offer solutions to the school district's million-dollar budget deficit. Unalaska City School District officials say the island is facing a budget shortfall of roughly $1.2 million next year. They held a town hall meeting Thursday to discuss ways the school could mitigate that deficit. One of the suggestions was to make financial cuts to some staff benefits. But some teachers say they worry that financial cuts may impact their insurance plans and they'd have to pay more for coverage. Others were concerned about increasing class sizes, decreasing special education resources, and teacher burnout. They say that could make the district a less appealing place for families. Another big concern, how budget cuts would impact students and staff emotionally. Here's Dina Royal, a second grade teacher in the district.
I know these are all things for the future, but I'm concerned. You mentioned morale. I know it's affected my morale since I've gone to these budget meetings.
Superintendent Kim Hanisch agrees. She says the impacts of cuts could go beyond programs and activities.
I mean, risk is not just in the dollars. Risk is in people, too. Morale, culture, those all have, in my mind, sort of a dollar value as well. And I think in all of our minds, it's not just black and white. Like, oh, let's quickly cut this right here, because that'll save us a lot. We could lose in other ways, too.
Attendees also brainstorm ways that the community may be able to help the district find funding outside of state and federal organizations. School board member Carrie Mahoney says one option could be parent advocacy.
I've just been thinking a lot about how we don't have a PTA, and having a PTA to boost morale, to be a person that could go to businesses and say, you know, Miss Royal's second grade class, you know, Miss Charity, they need supplies. Would you be willing to sponsor that classroom?
Another idea included searching for grant writers in the community who might be able to secure other funding opportunities for the district. Others brought up the possibility of charging more in sports fees. But ultimately, Hanisch says the best way to protect education in Unalaska would be by advocating for an increase in the base student allocation. That's a formula the state uses to figure out how much money to give to each school district, and it has not significantly increased in over 5 years. The district would need the BSA to increase by $1,000 to cover next year's deficits. But the district's finance committee is building this year's budget around a $450 increase instead. The state legislature is meeting now to discuss House Bill 69, which would, among other things, increase the BSA by $1,000. No cuts have been finalized yet. There will be opportunities for public comment at school board meetings later this month. The district will finalize the budget on March 19th. High school basketball teams from across Alaska will be gathering for the state tournament in Anchorage this week, but unfortunately, the Unalaska Raiders won't be joining them. Both the girls and boys Raiders teams wrapped up their basketball season this weekend at the regional tournament, also in Anchorage. In their final game Saturday, the boys lost to the top-ranked Susitna Valley Rams by about 20 points. That was their last chance at getting into the state competition. The boys finished the season with 10 wins and 12 losses. Boys head coach Trevor Wilson says he's proud of the team's perseverance on and off the court. He says, quote, "They showed a lot of heart and gave it all they had," end quote. The girls also lost to the Rams in their final game. They finished the season with 10 wins and 12 losses. Girls head coach Riley Spetz says he's proud of the progress his team made this year.
We've been challenged quite a few times and had some battles, and I'm just proud of the way they've gotten better continually from start to finish. For being a pretty young group, respectively, I mean, experience-wise, there was only a couple kids that had played varsity before this year, and so we knew there was going to be a lot of growing to do throughout the year.
The teams played in a new region this season after the Alaska School Activities Association adjusted the 2A conference to balance size and location among competitors. This year, they had five teams in their region. They played Seward, Lumen Christi, Sioux Valley, and Nanilchik. Spetz says he thinks the shift is good for the team.
It's been great to get some conference games in throughout the year, and I think we're going to see a major benefit to that in the future with some consistency playing similar teams and kind of can grow as a conference, which is helpful.
The girls graduated three seniors at their senior night last month. They celebrated Janelle Remolino, Lena Antonio, and Sabrian Palmer. The boys graduated four seniors, Antalee Foman, Nick Kitsuk, J.C. Villafuerte, and Aaron San Luis. Seward won the championship title for the girls' regional bracket. The Sioux Valley Rams took the boys' regional title. The Native Youth Olympics, or NYO, team started practice at the end of this month. They'll compete in the NYO Games at the end of April. Alaska House lawmakers made a few changes to a high-priority education bill during a marathon floor session yesterday. House Bill 69 includes a $1,000 boost to basic per-student funding. House leaders added a variety of policy changes to the bill in hopes of avoiding a veto from Governor Mike Dunleavy. House Minority Republicans spent Monday trying to modify the bill further with dozens of amendments. Those included everything from boosting charter and correspondence education to capping class sizes and bolstering vocational training. Nearly all of them were rejected, but Big Lake Republican Representative Kevin McCabe says it's an important part of the process.
It's a little bit frustrating, but we still have to move on and get our wishes known and get our district's wishes known. We all speak for 18,300 people.
Three amendments, all from minority Republicans, had made it into the bill by the time the House adjourned for the evening, all made relatively minor changes. Lawmakers are expected to hear several more amendments and possibly take a final House vote on the bill this afternoon. Let's take a look at KUCB's community calendar for the week. This week is spring break for Unalaska City School District students. I hope you're enjoying your vacation. The Unalaska City Council will have a regular meeting this evening starting at 6 o'clock inside City Hall. The public is encouraged to attend in person or online. Agenda items and documents can be found on the city's website. The Museum of the Aleutians is hosting a volunteer day tomorrow to help with various projects, including digitization, education program preparation, and collections care. Volunteer day lasts from noon to 4:30 in the afternoon tomorrow. Get crabby at the Museum of the Aleutians during spring break with a Fish and Game Observer program this Thursday. The event is for kids and teens to learn what Bering Sea crab observers do. Come practice measuring crabs and try on some fishing gear. The event takes place at the museum. It starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and lasts for an hour. After that, make a stuffed animal at the Museum of the Aleutians. This event runs from 2 to 4 Thursday afternoon. The Polar Bear 5K run has been rescheduled to this Saturday. The course's route is from the community center towards Summer Bay and back. Check-in is at 1 o'clock and the race starts at 1:30. Also this Saturday is the Youth Swim League meet at Unalaska Aquatic Center. That starts at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. And Unalaska's Health Clinic is hosting two life-saving trainings on Saturday as well. Community members are invited to learn how to control bleeding and recognize life-threatening injuries at the Stop the Bleed training led by Alulik Family and Health Services clinical staff. The first group meets from 9 to 11 Saturday morning. The second session will begin at 11:30. More registration information can be found on the community calendar. For more information on all these community events and more, head to our community calendar at kucb.org. That's the news from Unalaska. I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, and an environmental assistant. The Shimigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a housekeeper and a bartender. The Belkoski Tribe of King Cove is looking for a part-time IGAP assistant and a full-time Belkoski Environmental Program assistant. EATS is hiring a behavior health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They're also hiring a community health aide for Falls Pass and Nelson Lagoon, a clinical information clerk for King Cove, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. Community announcements. Once again, congratulations on wrapping up your basketball season to the Rookies, Eagles, and Lady Eagles, and best of luck representing the Aleutian Chain Conference to the King Cove T-Jacks, who are advancing to state. And today is March 4th, 2025. Happy birthday to Shirley Smith. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Shumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumigan Corporation. Hometown Values and Service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
can hear the clock tick the wrong time.
Is it hope or illness that detects Thank you. standing in the rain with his head hung low. Couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold out show. Heard the roar of the crowd, he could picture the scene.
Hey, you're tuned in right now to KSDP Radio, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, 88.1 FM on Translator K201DA in the beautiful town of King Cove.
Four men in a rock and roll band, fly at night. Fly at night till we're satisfied. See the morning from the other side. And when you close your eyes, sleep comes first. When you fly the universe, well, you need some rest.
it's like a rocket flight, and baby, that's just what it's for. The fly by night makes you feel alright, you keep coming back for more.
Thank you. tree grow, live a voodoo lady named Marilla Bow. She got a black cat tooth and a mojo bone, and anyone who wouldn't leave her alone, she go.
Another man done gone.
She live in a swamp in a hollow log with a one-eyed snake, a three-legged dog. Got a bim bony body and a spanky head. She never see you mess around. There she go.
Another man done gone, gone.
And one night when the moon was black, into the swamp came a handsome jack. A no good man that you all know. And he was looking around for Marie Laveau.
He said, Marie Laveau,
lovely witch, why don't you give me a little charm? Gonna make me rich.
Rich.
He said, now give me $1 million, I'm gonna tell you what I'll do. This very night I'm gonna marry you. Be
rich.
Another man done gone.
So Marie did some magic and she shook a little sand. She made $1 million and she put it in his hand. And she said, hey, hey,
I'm getting ready for my wedding day.
Then old handsome Jack said, goodbye, Marie. You're too damn ugly for a man like me.
So Marie started crying, her frame started shaking, her body started turning, she started quaking. She said, another man done gone, yeah.
So if you ever get down where the black trees grow and meet a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau,
you better look out.
And if she ever asks you to make her your wife, man, you better stay with her for the rest of your life. Or it'll be like this.
was with. Oh, my mama told me
there'd be days like this.
Oh, my mama told me
there'd be days like this.
On. This is Dmitry Filimonov, President and CEO of the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association.
Over the last 5 years, APIA's Tribal Child Support Program has collected and distributed nearly $1.5 million, with 100% of those funds going to parents raising our next generation. We offer flexible and holistic case management to families. All residents of the Regional 10 communities are eligible for this alternative to state child support. To apply, please go to apiai.org or call 1-800-478-2742.
Remember, if you are in Anchorage, please come visit the Unangamulla, home of the Aleuts. Unangam, Atakan, Akun. We are one.
This message brought to you by the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association.
Days that will excite and make you dream of me at night.
Dream of me at night.